Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 7, day 4 of our study of Ezra. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ezra 7, 25 through 26. Hey, real quick, if you'd like more info on the 10-week Bible study, head over to 10weekbible.com today. We've got lots of helpful resources, links to studies you can lead or read, and a place to sign up for our email list where we will send out weekly updates about the current study as well as news about upcoming studies. All right, thanks. With that, let's jump back into it. Welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us and fill our hearts with the knowledge of you today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ezra 7, starting in verse 25. And you, Ezra, in accordance with the wisdom of your God, which you possess, appoint magistrates and judges to administer justice to all the people of Trans-Euphrates, all who know the laws of your God. And you are to teach any who do not know them. Whoever does not obey the law of your God and the law of the king must surely be punished by death, banishment, confiscation of property, or imprisonment. This is actually a big deal, what Artaxerxes has just said. And this is basically the end of the letter. This is the conclusion of Artaxerxes' letter. But he's telling the people, all of these other governors and people like that in the Trans-Euphrates, he's telling them, I'm telling Ezra and I'm giving Ezra the authority that his laws, the ones that he's coming to teach, the law of Moses, the law of his God, those laws, I'm going to put on an even playing field with the laws of Persia. For his people there in Israel, if they break my law, if they break the Persian law, then they can be subject to all of this. But if his people, if they break God's law, they can be subject to the same punishment, to death, banishment, you know, confiscation of property, imprisonment. Saying if they break these laws, he's like, they can come through a court of law and all of this can be taken away from them up to their very life. They can be put to death for the things in this law. Even the Romans didn't do anything like this. The Romans, when they conquered the Israelites, they basically allowed them to continue on with their law. Like, they didn't fully understand what the Jewish law was or why they were so interested in it. The Romans probably certainly didn't understand why they would want to impose on their people, on top of the Roman law, their own Jewish law. The Romans, it's clear from the Bible and from external biblical sources that they just never really understood that. They never really got that, but they're like, fine, whatever. But, you know, you're not allowed to really throw people in jail. You can have your own little holding cells and things like that, and they did, but you can't really put people away for life, and you definitely can't kill people. You can't take their life. That has to come through us. You need to come through our courts, the Roman courts, before you can do that. And that's what we see with Jesus, is they weren't really allowed to take a life, even though we see that they were still not above stoning people if the situation was right, which they did to Stephen. They tried to do to Jesus on at least one occasion. Lots of Jews did it throughout the Roman world. I mean, Paul was stoned once and other things like that. And so they weren't above that, but they knew that they weren't allowed to. The Romans were the ones that were only really allowed to take a life. And here Artaxerxes is saying, I give you, Ezra, you and whoever you deputize under you. And he's saying this to all of you governors, all of you people in the Trans-Euphrates, understand that this is the authority I'm giving to Ezra. If Ezra says that someone has broken the law in a way deserving of death, he has the authority to take their life. He has that authority, the same as you other governors. This is giving Ezra a tremendous amount of authority, a tremendous amount of power. And remember that, you know, he's basically saying this is, you know, separate from any Persians, any other people. This is just for his people. But he's giving him a tremendous, tremendous amount of authority. This is probably not going to go over so well with all the other governors. Like, hey, here comes this newcomer. And we know that the fight against the local people and the bureaucratic fight continued on through the time of Nehemiah past Ezra. So we know that this isn't going to go over like a bed of roses per se, but this is still a tremendous amount of authority that the Lord has given to Ezra. Ezra's going to finish this chapter by praising the Lord for all of these things that the Lord put on Artaxerxes' heart. And isn't it amazing that this pagan king, who, again, I've said this multiple times, we don't know if he's just afraid of God, if he does truly have a fear of God, but is it extend beyond surface deep? Has he turned his heart to worship the one true God? Maybe he turned back. Maybe he's just venerating the God of Israel along with all the other gods. It's impossible for us to know the answer to that just from Scripture. But at the very least, the Lord has put on the heart of this ruler of a pagan, wicked nation to do this for the Jews. And how often does that happen today, where the Lord will actually stir the heart of a wicked, godless ruler to do the right thing on behalf of his people? How often does that happen today, where the Lord will stir on the hearts of evil men that don't honor the Lord and actually do everything in their power to dishonor God? How often does it happen that those people in business situations and other things, that they end up actually loving the followers of God and just blessing them and doing things for them because the Lord stirs their heart to do that? The Lord is still in that business today, just like he did for Ezra. And so if you're in need, if you're in one of those situations where you're crying out and you just need the Lord to come and bail you out or come and supply for you, and you've got, you know, maybe not even wicked people over you, just not God-fearing people, like maybe halfway decent people that just aren't God-fearing and don't understand the Christianity thing or whatever, cry out to the Lord, and the Lord can stir their hearts to do what you need in your life. For the 10-Week Bible Study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time. Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.